evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 10-3-2019, a live Thursday night show. And oh, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, since last Friday, I have been extremely badly sick. And so I just am letting you know that. And so everybody wants to detect this or that. And normally I do not talk about this kind of stuff. But I've been where I, with a few exceptions, being up trying to stay on a computer and answer email and see what's going on and send a few stories out and that kind of thing. I have spent most of my time in bed and with severe, problems in the, in the kidney area. That's all I'll say. And then pain throughout the body. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tie it right in because I think that if anybody watched, and I know I got a friend up there in old Rochester, Minnesota, and I got some other friends in various places who look at the Mimic, including B&E of B and some others who look at the Mimic items and watch it. And if you saw over the weekend, there was coming out of the Antarctic area. It looked like there was like two finger tendrils of like each hand, like two hands coming up. If your thumbs were put together in front of your face and your fingers were extended in the air and that those came up and engulfed the entire world, if you looked at it, and they went from the South Pole clear to the North Pole. Like tendrils or fingers of the thing. And that was, whatever did that, had to have tremendous amounts of energy involved in the creation. People say, well, how do they do that? You know, they got to put, you know, well, they have ancient technology. They have technology that is, the closest thing I can tell you is to really research and look into Tesla technology, where they're using zero-point energy or the energy that's in the earth, in the air, you know, all over the place. They're using it, capturing it, and then transmitting it. You can transmit that energy through the air. You can transmit it through the earth. And if you have at various points along the way a receiver or an obelisk or a pyramid or a set of standing stones or dolmens or whatever you want to call them. I mean, you got those fields in France. You got different things. And then now we do it with what? We do it with buildings, do we not? Buildings, do we not? And yet certain key places still have obelisks. The Vatican, Washington Monument, you know. The obelisk in Central Park. Very interesting. Statue of Liberty, in a sense, could be a receiver. Buildings can be receivers. You have the mountains and different items that have an upwelling or uplifting type of a thing. But I'm trying to say to you is whatever took place this past weekend, and it's no longer on the Mimic right now. It's no longer on that MIMIC, University of Wisconsin, it's Tropic. Oh, I've given this out so many times, but let me just take a moment and just see if I can give it out one more time, you know? Oh, man, let's see here. Tropic, T-R-O-P-I-C, Tropic, dot S-S-E-C, dot W-I-S-C, dot EDU, and that takes you to Mimic-TPW version 0.2M, and then you go down there, you see color scale. We'll just click on the color scale, click on the NRL, on the layer, you want to go to the TPW layer, on the domain, you just try North America for one thing, okay, and the time span, you want last 24 hours. You can do it longer than that. And for the animation, you want the HTML5. Now, when you do that, you're going to see a map. and you're going to see all kind of stuff. But right now, I'm looking at North America, and it is interesting, but we're not seeing the kind of things that I've normally told you about. There are energy projections or creations that create storms and steer storms, or that preclude storms. But if you start watching this in all the different domains on a daily basis, or maybe a couple times a day, you will find that you're going to see some things. You say, whoa, what's that, Hawk? And I'll tell you what, that is some stuff that you're going to find out is causing problems, or is creating weather systems. Or like I tell you, when the Red Chinese are creating hurricanes from a base somewhere in Africa where they're using Tesla howitzers, or they're generating energy of a large amount and then shooting it out to create storms and send them at Florida, or send them on through into the Gulf Coast to go up into Texas, Louisiana, or into Mexico, or even through the Baja, and then have them curve back around and then become the front, become the so-called new jet stream in America, which has now dumped all kind of wet water, tons of it, on corn crops being harvested all up and down in the Midwest, primarily Illinois, Indiana, Dakota, the northern states, all right? The wheat harvests have mostly come in already, but some may still be being harvested. But what we're also finding is that these things, these energy tendrils this over this weekend, I believe were sort of related to what's going on with me. And other people I talked to were feeling very unwell, not well at all. Some people had a mental confusion. Some had ailments and illnesses that they had were greatly exacerbated. Some people were telling me that they just didn't feel right, that everything was just like topsy-turvy. And then all over the world, where you got it, Hong Kong, you got it in Iraq, you got it all over, creation of all kind of chaos everywhere. Not only that, but what else do we see last week and over the weekend? When this stuff was there, you started to see more quakes everywhere, a whole bunch of swarms of quakes. New Madrid, California, Cascadia. You also are starting to see other volcanoes pop up around the world. I think that this is ancient technology being used by real-life fallen angels that are either still here or have returned, just like Brother Greg Evenson said they had returned a number of years ago from his sources, and that Brother Quayle has talked from his sources there. They have returned, or some of them have just come out of the woodwork, because some have still been here, you see. They already lost one little war with Michael and Gabriel, and they got thrown to earth, and now fallen angels have to use technology to travel and to do things. But because they know about what's going on with the creation and how physics works and how what are called these days wormholes, but used to be called Einstein-Rosen bridges, where if you take a sheet of paper and it's a map and you fold that in half and you drill a hole, you know, on both ends of that, and they connect the two, where you could go not 10 million years as I've talked about. Remember when I read to you a week or so ago from the defense intelligence document, reference document, warp drive, dark energy, and the manipulation of extra dimensions, 1 December 2009, and then also 2nd of April 2010, okay? And it is a defense intelligence reference document, acquisition threat support, warp drive, dark energy, and manipulation of extra dimensions. They have all kind of formulas and models. They had, I talked to you about destinations and transit times. Because now they are trying to tell you is that your old physics is baloney crony. And they have figured out some certain things that you can go faster than light speed. All right. And let's see. You could read a 1994 paper by Miguel Alcubierre, Alcubierre. Basically, you could maybe go to Mars in minutes, okay, instead of years, Jupiter in minutes, Neptune hours, Alpha Centauri, maybe in a month, Epsilon Eridani, maybe in a month or 2 months, and maybe the Orion Nebula itself, and then you really see some aliens out there off the shoulder of Orion, because there you're getting into, you know, the belt of Orion, right? Where all the pyramids are set up to look like the belt of Orion, and that's where Osiris came from, allegedly. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this kind of ancient technology. And then we also have the Nazis who learned a whole lot about it, okay? And then we have the Russians and the Americans as well, and now the Chinese also know a lot about these different types of Tesla-type energy. I mean, it was the Fiddle with Boys Internally crowd that stole a lot of the material from Tesla after somebody killed him in that hotel in New York. If you saw any of those series on TV, the Tesla series, there was about three different shows. One where they reproduced his Tesla's death ray. Some young engineers down in Texas working with some researchers who got a hold of some specific extra paperwork that had not been seen. And they developed a thing and they knocked a drone out of the sky using the basic plans that Tesla had provided for his death ray. You also found that the other guys from On History or whatever, with our friend from down there, the good-looking scientist guy that's always on the History Channel now and various places, who was had his own rocket scientist show. He was out of Alabama, out of Redstone. He was an astrophysicist and a top engineer, and his dad was in the engineer corps there at Redstone Army Arsenal that built the rockets and stuff of the day and worked with Wernher von Braun. I forget his name right now, but it doesn't make any difference. The blonde-haired guy. Well, this guy, he's involved in the stuff, and they found out that more and more about Tesla. It's that entire hotel, he had it ginned up or worked out as a transmitter for his energy. So if you've never read or really looked into Tesla or anything, you should. And if you can find any of that stuff online or, you know, in where you can buy the videotape or whatever, Tesla TV programs, there was another on Discovery Channel, all of that. So anyway, we're talking about using massive energy to create what? Chaos. And then Lucifer, you see, and the 33rd degree, what's their motto? 33rd degree Masonic motto, Ordo Ab K-O. Out of the chaos comes the order, all right? Now, we've also got all these things happening in the midst of it. Thank you for the old professor from down in the Carolina, Charlotte way, showing me, old doc, let me get you some information, he says. And he sent me a thing about all kind of crop shortages. And there's a tremendous amount of shortages going to be in corn and soybeans because we had all of the wet spring weather, which was also coming at the end of the winter wheat. So then the winter wheat gets harvested, I know, in Kansas, somewhere in July, you know, and you see it starting from North Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas. You see it going up Missouri some, and, you know, Nebraska, and on up into the Dakotas, et cetera, and then on up into Canada. And there are shortages that have happened because of all the flooding and wet weather. Remember all the hogs and the cattle that died and all of that, and the chickens and things. And now they're starting to see crop shortage, but also shortages of seed corn and seed soybeans that are grown by farmers for the seed, the hybrid seed companies, to provide seed for next year's crop. We're also seeing a tremendous amount of hay shortages, alfalfa and other hay shortages for livestock, and that the prices on that are going sky high. I've talked to you about that. Well, Hawk, I don't eat no alfalfa. Oh, yes, you do. You eat a hamburger? You eat a bacon? Do you eat, fried chicken? Eat a turkey breast? Whatever it is, somebody has got to feed that some sort of feed, okay? Do you have horses? Well, I graze them out there. That's good. But what are you going to do in the wintertime when there's no grass? Well, I feed them hay, you know, well, fresh hay, yeah. Well, what if it's, you know, now $100 a bale a regular bale instead of 10 or something, you know? You see, that's already started to happen. So that means that the cost inputs for cattle, pigs, chickens, turkeys, all kind of livestock, you see, goats, whatever, sheep, they're all going up. And what we then have is that we've had some farmers who didn't have enough hay last year, and then the price of hay in the spring was so high that they started using some of their seeds that they may have saved, or some of their cover crop seeds. Now, on fields, they'll sometimes put a cover crop, a clover or something, and I don't know all the names of all the cover crops, but they'll do that to hold the soil in place and to put nutrients back in the soil, the cover crops. Now we're being told that the seed companies that have cover crop seeds are running totally short of those, and that was a month ago. And then now some people have planted their cover crop seeds, and now with all of the storms coming in, and you can track them, you can see them come, and they come through across the Gulf of Mexico now and across Mexico around the Baja, where the United States has, I allegedly, set up the new, quote-unquote, jet stream to make it sort of look like what used to be the jet stream when it came down from, oh, I don't know, Washington or Oregon, came down through the Rockies into Texas and then on up Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and then turned towards, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and going to the Ohio River Valley and then out to sea on the East Coast. That has been the weather pattern since I've been a kid, because I can remember when the old weathermen used to draw it with a grease pencil on TV on the map. And that was when they used to have the glass, big glass maps, and then you could see the guy through it, then he would write on the map, and then they would turn the camera around and show that what he was writing, you know. So before they had TV and all of that, you know, before they had the fancy blue screens and the computers on the wall. But what I'm trying to say to you then, and boiling it down, is this. You need to increase the amount of food that you have put back, long-term storage food. There's various ones. You got all kind of different things. Mountain House, Alpenair, Augustin Farms. You've got, let's see here. Let me see what on Brother Quail you can. It's right here on his. Deal here. Let's see. New Mana. I mean, there's just a ton of different ones. Now, I would also tell you that you can just look up and go to, if you're sitting and you want to get it quick and you think this thing is going to happen much quicker than it than what it might. Okay. Then I will tell you that you may want to go to like your Bass Pros or your Cabela's or your Gander Mountains or your Academies or there's a number of different ones, or any big sporting goods store or camping supply store. And they have Mountain House generally there. They have packets. They also have the cans. You can go online. There's a jillion places there. Just look up Mountain House. You can look at readymaderesources.com, for instance, readymaderesources.com. You can go to sportsmansguide.com. You can go to, I'm just thinking of different ones, nitropack.com, N-I-T-R-O-P-A-K, out of Utah.com. Think of all some of the others I've used and seen over the years. Majorsurplus.com. And you're looking for freeze-dried food or dehydrated food that you can store for 15, 20, 25 years and reconstitute it with water, okay, to make high-quality food. It's really high quality. Brother Quail, when he had his own freeze-dried plant, Steve was about the second largest, I think, freeze-dried food manufacturer in the United States back in those days. And he hasn't done that for years, but that plant was sold. But here's the one I was looking for on Steve's. Real chicken and beef for essential protein and calories. New Mana. New Mana. You can go to stevequail.com. You can click on that one. But you're going to have to store food. If nothing else, then you can get Yoders, cans of Yoders, beef chunks, chicken chunks, pork chunks, and bacon. I love the bacon. It's pre-cooked bacon in a can. You'll have about, 50 pieces of it wrapped up in there. But if you can do nothing else, then when you go to the store, buy an extra can of chunky soup. If you've got another buck and a half, $2, okay, or whatever it is, $2.50, whatever it might be, if you can do nothing else, you can get a can of chunky soup, that and a piece of cracker and maybe some dandelion greens or poke salad or some kind of a green in the natural world, or even the edible flowers. That's another thing. You can grow flowers that are edible, but look it up in the books. Look it up online. What are the edible flowers? And get an expert opinion on that. You can plant some of those, and you could eat some of the blossoms. But I'm just telling you, with that and a half a can of chunky soup, that's a meal for two people. If you've got one can of chunky soup, and I get the one with meat, the potatoes, the vegetables all up in there, or a Progresso soup, a big can of it, but get the one that already has the water in it if possible. You can also get mixed vegetables, mixed fruits, pears, peaches, applesauce, whatever it might be in the can. And if you keep the cans in a nice, dry, cool place, they have dates all on them. But the date is not when you throw them away. It's not like bread or meat that you get at the meat counter, but it's in a can. And that generally what you'll find is that date corresponds. And I did research back on this back in the old, turn of the century deal when we changed to the 2000 from 1999. And the Y2K, okay? I checked in with canning companies. One of them back then, I checked with a rep from Allen Canning, who does a lot of high-quality canning for restaurants. And they also make retail canning, too. But that was just Allen Canning. I happen to know somebody who was in that. Well, anyway, they said that is the date that basically corresponds. And if you turn the can around, you look at all the nutrients that are in the can. How many of this, how many of that, you know, the protein, the carbs, the blah, 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 you know. And vitamins and all kind of different things they list in the label of that what's in the can. That date on the top corresponds to with when they can guarantee that 100% of those requirements or those listed values for each different type of nutrient, that's the date that corresponds. They can guarantee that those nutrients will be 100% of that. That does not mean if the can is intact, not ballooned out or have a dent or cuts or blackish or rusted or, you know, bad can, that can exist for a long period of time and can still be used with food value, except that you're losing a certain percentage of the nutrients every year. You know, it doesn't have to be half or a third or anything. It could be maybe you lose 10% or 5%. But I'm telling you is that if it's not bad, you know, and if you don't see any weird smells or black goob, you know, gooby stuff hanging out in it, or the can's not exploded or, you know, puffed out or cut or dented badly, then you can probably use that. And I'll tell you what, you can always heat it right up. You can put it into gumbo pot, share. You can put it into gumbo pot. A la danse, because we're going to dance, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff that you're starting to see feels like war. Everybody's talking about it, not only civil war, but world war, okay? Gog Magog type war. Now, President Trump has held us back from that. We've had a lot of trouble overseas since he got rid of Bolton, because if you got carrying water for the high mucky bucks, you're carrying water for those who want chaos so you can have Ordo Ab K.O., you see? And now, we got the General Motors strike. Now we got the teachers going to strike on, apparently, October the 17th in Chicago. Now, how many murders do you think there'll be in Chicago when all the school kids get let out and all the gangs run wild, okay? And the cops are all there protecting against the teachers, not beating people up but down at City Hall. And this will just be the beginning of it, because these are characteristic of revolutions, okay? And if you look and read any of the books in history about the Bolshevik Revolution, or even the old French Revolution, you see. Now you see today in France, right across from Notre Dame, right? Police station. You got it. An administrative person, he's an IT guy or person. But about 18 months ago, he converted to Islam. But they don't tell you that on TV. I watched Fox News before I came in. They said, well, he never was an administrative type. He never caused any problem before. Yeah, not until he got involved with Islam. And what did he use? He used a knife, but he killed four cops. Carved him up in the police station till somebody shot him. At least the French got somebody with a firearm. At least they're still fighting and trying a little bit, you know. Whereas the Swedes is giving it all up. All these Viking guys just gave it all up, you see. Because they're socialist. The Brits. He had a doctor just fired because he would not call a 6'1" or 2" bearded man wouldn't call her she or her or it or madam or whatever because they identified with being a woman. And he's been fired up. Well, that's a losing game. At least the Dutch farmers are doing what my good old buddy, old buddy from a long time ago, or old friend or somebody I knew, Dr. Eugene Schroeder. I remember sitting with Eugene Schroeder, hearing him speak long time ago. I remember some of the first times I heard him was on a audio tape that somebody made on an old cassette recorder where he was speaking in central Illinois at some farmers meeting back in the 70s. He was American Agricultural Movement. And Dr. Gene Schroeder and Tinker Spain and all those guys and Walt Myers from Kansas and a whole bunch of people, they took the tractors to D.C. The old people remember that. Young people may not have ever heard of it. But when Jimmy Carter was president, they took 10,000 tractors and they drove them right into Washington, D.C. They caused a traffic jam. They surrounded the Capitol building. And they all revved their engines and honked horns, and they had all kind of wild horns, ooga horns, and all kind of different crazy stuff. And they revved their engines, and they drove by Pennsylvania Avenue and stood right there and tied up all the traffic and all the Secret Service and the cops and all the stuff was going wild, and they revved their engines. And then old Peanuts Carter sent an envoy to them and said, Dr. Gene Schroeder, well, what the hell is it you guys want? Well, back in the 70s, the late 70s there, we had so much inflation. You had inflation that was, it varied, but I'm going to tell you, it was really somewhere between 12 and 25% inflation, I think. The interest rates I saw some people had on mortgages. You guys got problems with 5% mortgage or something now when you back a little while ago? The young people, you say, well, I used to have a 4%, 3%, you know, blah, blah, blah. 5 is too high. Well, back then, I remember mortgages were, some of them at some point in time were up to 18% on a mortgage. First mortgage. Index, I think, on inflation was about 12% then. Oh man, and I can remember when I bought my first house, I said, if it ever goes under 10% on the mortgage rate, I'm going to lock it in. And I remember my first home that I bought, and I haven't had that many, but just the first one I bought was 9.75. And I thought I was like in high cotton because I could afford that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we got crop shortages. We got seed corn and seed soybean shortages. We have hay shortages that is going to impact the livestock, the cost of producing cattle or pork or chicken is going to go way up. It's already going up. And I'm going to tell you, you need to buy as much as you can. Now, a lot of people go out and they'll buy, as some of my friends tell me about, they'll buy a lot of like things like ramen noodles. Okay, well, that makes sense, you know. But I was just had information from the past from that dear grandma down there in Florida who bought the meth head and for her purse, and she asked Jesus to help her, and Jesus sent the Caucasian guy who had been a prison guard for 20 years. Sent a black, young black man and a young Hispanic man, and the prison guard jerked the meth head out of her car and threw him to the ground. And then the black guy and the Hispanic guy and the old prison guard all jumped on top of him on behalf of her for Lord Jesus because she called for him. I also want to pray for her tonight because of, I believe, some health issues, possibly. I don't know a lot of detail of that, but Lord Jesus, would you go to our grandmother friend in the Jacksonville, Florida area? I'll just say it that way. And will you go to her because you know who she is, Lord, the one that called on you for help against the fight in the meth head guy inside of her car trying to steal her purse when she held on to it and bought him. Lord Jesus, if you will go to her and if you will give her a medical miracle and restore her to an optimum health, she is on your side, Lord, and on fire for you, and you, I know, are strong with her. And she's just had her home, a small home, has been finally rebuilt after 2 years ago from the flooding down in the hurricane in that area back then, and almost got nailed again this year. People were going to have to prepare like you can't believe, because at the same time, you're seeing the commie, the demon commie rats. And they're starting to look demonic. If you look at Pelosi and Schiff and Schumer and their bug eyes and all their stuff, and their people on the TV, CNNs and the MSNBCs and all over the place, and even Shep Smith and now Andrew Judd Napolitano, they're starting to look a little demonic and bug eyed too, because they're going after Trump, going after the President of the United States, who after about 3 or 4 years of this crap is starting to get really ticked off. On the other hand, he may be burying himself deeper, so to speak. But I'm going to tell you what, when I hear Buttigieg, jig your booty, old jig your booty and wiggle around up there in South Bend, I know how you'd love to have Studebaker back at some point in time, but you don't have it. But I'm going to say this. He's telling you the truth. He's saying it's not about policy. This gun control is not about policy. It's about power. They want the power to take your guns. And when they take your guns, they're going to come to your home. They're going to tell you what to do. They're going to put you on work gangs. You're going to be under martial law. You can only eat this. You can't eat meat. You can't drive your car because they're going to get rid of the cars. And Ocasio-Cortez says you can take a train. We don't need to fly to Hawaii. We can just take the train. That woman doesn't even know where Hawaii is. She thinks it's a stop. Let's see if I remember any of my stops. She thinks it's a stop somewhere after Kew Gardens and Jackson Heights or something, maybe. I don't know, I'm talking, I don't know if it's the old D train or the old double A or the A train. Might have been the D in those days. Now they have colors because people can't remember the letters. Probably purple, red, blue, green, XYZ. All I remember is the A train. I remember that A train and the double A, the local. I used to take those a lot. Just take the D out to Coney Island. Yeah, I lived in New York for a little while. But at the same time, I've been in a lot of different places, you know? And ladies and gentlemen, you'd better put food back. Well, Hawk, I've got about 3 months worth. Well, that's good. Get another month. Just shoot for a month at a time. Or if you got some money, you got a lot of money. If you do not have a year's supply of food for you and your family, if you're a grandparent and you've got yourself provided for and you still have a little money or ability to do it, then start to get some for your children. Even the ones that think you're crazy, put it back, because their children, your grandchildren, are going to be starving unless you have food. And when Luke 21, Lord Jesus tell you who's going to betray you. Let's just read that. You'll be able to figure out why. Let me just read that right now, because that is the why. Okay? That would be one of the whys that they would do it. Luke 21, verse 16. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But Jesus says in verse 18, listen to this, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. So what they're doing is they're using a classical communist, socialist revolution. They're grafting it on to what already exists in the United States. A lot of people have listened to this program for a long time. There's a lot of people who are my listeners who are a lot more well-versed in it than I am and smarter. But let me just remind those people, but let me tell other people who are new to it, young or old, is that since 1933, the United States has been in a form of martial law. It's an executive type dictatorship by law. And the way that happened in 1917, there was something called the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. And what that did, ostensibly it was involved with the people trading with Germany or the other Axis, or not the Axis, but the powers that were involved in the First World War. So, primarily Germany. So, what that did, though, if you read Black's Law Dictionary and study it, is that basically made the citizens or the people of the United States the enemies of the state, legally. So in 1933, after the Depression and the Great Depression, all of that, crash of 29, in 33, right before Christmas, with a small number of people in the Congress, House and Senate, and the President ready to sign, they passed something called the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933, a.k.a. also known as the Emergency Powers Act. And what happened in that is that Congress basically abdicated its authority, or a large portion of it, to the executive branch of government, the presidency, which then it was FDR. And FDR had all the what? The socialist communist programs, didn't he? The NRA back then was found in a case, I believe, what was that case? Let me think about it. Schechter Poultry, maybe? Versus the NRA. And the NRA was the NRA Eagle. That was an attempt to take over a federal government, taking over a large portion of the management and overlording of all businesses in the United States. That was a bridge too far, and they threw that out. The case, I believe, was Schechter Poultry. But in that Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended in 1933, it stated that the emergency could be continued by the president annually, but that only the president could rescind the emergency, the state of emergency. And that you'll see that one of the very first acts of all presidents, what they do, it's usually not talked about very much, but up front they'll declare a state of emergency. I think, what was Obama's? It was something to do with Afghanistan, or, you know, something like that. Different ones might have been against the Balkans, when we were in the Balkans and Yugoslavia and all that back in the Clinton and the Bush days. There have been other different ones. The Mexican border could be in state of emergency, like Trump declared this year, right? So you'll see different things, because what that does is continues extraordinary powers of the executive branch. So on the one hand, Pelosi and some of these people are trying to take back some of that power, but not for the right reasons. It's because they hate the president who was duly elected. Now, what they're trying to do is to take that communist model, demonically inspired. Remember, we read you the other night the foreword by Saul Alinsky, his book, you know, where he, in the foreword, let's see, Rules for Radicals, Saul D. Alinsky, which is where the Clintons, Obama, all of the different commie people. Lest we forget, he says, at least an over-the-shoulder acknowledgement to the very first radical from all our legends, mythology, and history. And who is to know where mythology leaves off and history begins, or which is which? The first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did it so effectively that he at least won his own kingdom, Lucifer. Now, that's what Saul Alinsky put in his book. And William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn and Barack Hussein Obama and guys like, what's the Elder and Hillary Clinton and all the different folk. And they're going for it. Meanwhile, you've got corporate country club Republicans. I have nothing against the country club. I played golf at country clubs when I was a kid. It wasn't a big fancy one like you see, like, you know, something like that, but it was a small town country club. And we used to run the golf carts and do all that kind of stuff. But anyway, and wade into the ponds and stuff and get the golf balls out, sell them back to the golf pro. Anyway, and play 36 holes a day, you know, when you're 13, 14 years old. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans don't want to do anything because they're fat and sassy, a lot of them sitting there. A lot of Democrats fat and sassy too, believe me. But they just want to have the New World Order, but have the corporations and all that running. They don't want labor to run it. But you see, it's the same hat, you know, that they put on. The devil puts a hat here and it puts a hat here, and he bumps them against each other. And then you got thesis, antithesis, synthesis, right? Hegelian dialectic. So we're playing all that stuff off. But the fact of the matter is, they then try to go to war. And you got Boltons and Hawks, and not this Hawk, but people who are really want to go to war. As opposed to a dove, back in the old days, that doesn't really apply so much like it used to. But you can also have, in the course of any of it, then you see, a martial law get fully implemented. Now, during 9/11, George W. Bush activated over 500 executive orders and presidential decision directives. Now, they implemented them and activated them. They did not use each one of those. What could they do, Hawk? Well, Hawk, what would that mean? They could come in at gunpoint, bayonet point, with armored vehicles into a neighborhood or a block, and they could take everything you got, money, cars, gasoline, tools, your property, your food, your water, your children, send them off. Everybody's on a work gang under the direction of a military governor, or like Obama, I read you last week or so, where Obama created the governor's board, but it only had, for the United States, 10 governors, right? Well, there's only 10 FEMA regions, 10 federal emergency regions, right? And then it wasn't going to be 10 actual governors of states, but there would be some, and then the rest of them would be military governors, and you see what I'm saying? So they're trying to grab that on, and if they come to take the guns, it's all about power. It's all about that. If you've ever had a DUI, then you get your gun. You got to get. They're going to take your guns because you're at risk, you see. Well, I wonder what they used to do with cowboys in saloons. Or if you read up on the drinking history at, the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston, you know, or somewhere like that. And how many gallons of rum and wine and spirits they used to consume back then. Do you not think that some of those old boys might have been a little drunk when they had their musket or their Pennsylvania rifle, at the ready? Snake bite medicine, man. Shoot. So what I'm saying to you is the Bolsheviks always want to take your guns, but they're going to say, oh, you stupid comrade, I've still got mine. Bam, I'm going to wear the red star on my little dookie hat and wear my leather coat like I'm the KGB or the Cheka or on the old Nazi side, the Gestapo or whatever it might be. The Anton Berias and the Himmlers and all of those people, you see. And all of that slides down into the present time. And we're still not ever come out of those over 500 executive orders and presidential decision directives. Now, President Trump is not interested necessarily in applying all of that. And President Trump has very bad people on his staff. Obviously so, because they leak everything and they do not stand up for him and they don't help him out. A lot of them are tied to the corporate structure. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you want to keep old Hawk in the game and keep me swinging the bat at the Lucy's and all of that, I could use your help. And I'll tell you, I'm just worn out, tired out, and I'm just could use any assistance you can render. It could be FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes. It can be silver dime, silver dollar, silver quarter. It could be a tenth ounce of gold. It could be whatever it might be, an ounce of gold, check or money order. If you can, and I could use your help, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And to all of my friends in Mars Hill and Dunlap, Iowa, and Perry, Iowa, and the old Warren Soul Drive buddies, and all of the different folks, Buffalo, New York's, and the Temecula, California's, and the Seattle, and the Bellevue, Washington's, and all the different ones. And the ones out of Fort Scott, the ones out of Springfield, Illinois, and the ones out of Carondelet, Illinois, the ones out of Indianapolis, various Ohio's, and Michigan's. God bless you all. I mean, it's just incredible. And I also want to just say hello to Murrieta, California, Jacksonville, Florida, Yerington, Nevada, And the old Cucamonga survivor out there somewhere is still on the mix. And old JJ, and to the Maine Maniacs, and to the old Massachusetts former Maine Maniacs, and all the good people up and down the coast. A lot of good people, California, Topanga Canyon, the old Salmon River people, up in the Idaho, all of the Montanas, and the Texans, and the Louisianans, the Alabamans. God bless you all. I mean, I met so many people in the 15 years I've been doing the show. And not everybody sends me anything. Sometimes just send me a card or a note of encouragement. But you can write me there. You can also email me, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. If you write a true email and it's not a spammy, bammy stuff, send me an email. Usually I try to answer what I can. And there's a lot of people over the years, you know, I do try to answer what I can. Although I get so many, I can't answer all of them, if you know what I mean. It's just too much to go. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I would appreciate anything you can be sent my way, because I'm going to need it now, I think. And I've tried to stay in the game, and the Lord has kept me in this game, and he's had you to help me stay here and do this, and I hope to do it for as long as I possibly can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just want to let you also know that sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com, tremendous quality leather goods, and they'll make a knife you can't believe. Sharpsaddles.com. And go to stevequayle.com and get the 7-disc DVD set of the Branson Conference and show that to your children and grandchildren. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians. And to see if you can't put that red Chinese Tesla cannon in the middle of Africa out of business, you zap that down and you'll stop a lot of the stuff. I also saw over the pole guys from Russia coming over the pole, going deep down in through the earth and hitting all the way through, even down into the New Madrid. And this one was going through Fort Bliss area and then on into the New Madrid. I saw that. Bandango Ranger, I know you're ready. Nicky LaPua, baby, keep your eye on that optics. And when you see them pop up,